from an integrity standpoint, as I like to bring up, John, like, they have some real issues because the injury slash rest slash load management thing has been hovering over this league for the last 2 or 3 years. You had LeBron in the playoffs, Damian Lillard. Like, they have to be more upfront with this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's just nothing we can do about it. I mean, we're kind of at the mercy of these NBA teams ourselves, and it leads to, like, these crappy primetime games. Like, tonight you've got Golden State-Houston, and Golden State's entire team is out, and then the other game, Kawhi Leonard's just not playing because he doesn't feel like it. So it just leads to bad televised NBA games, and it probably leads to people shifting their attention to college basketball.
John, what did you end up doing with this game? Because I know the Clippers were about a one-point favorite. Did you guys originally put that up thinking Kawhi was going to play, or was that a tentative number, maybe thinking he wasn't?
I mean, I don't know that you'd ever expect him to not play unless you had reason to not think he would. We decided, like, we were going to do props on that game, and we just scrapped the whole game in terms of prop betting, and then right now we got Milwaukee -6. When you have a player of Kawhi's magnitude, it affects every player's props. Like, the players on both teams are affected if a guy like that doesn't play. So we just closed the whole thing.
Don Murray, Superbook USA. All right, we had a question earlier from a guest who was asking about the way you guys set the line on Bama and LSU. It's 6.5. Is that with Tua in for Alabama?
Yeah. Yeah, it's expecting Tua to play, maybe be a little bit less than 100%, but certainly we expect Tua to give it a go on Saturday. I know that Saban's being coy and saying he's a game-time decision, but we don't believe that, and we think he's going to play.
All right. How are people playing? Sharps on which side?
Oh, they're on the under. The under, the total's gone from 65 down to 63. We had a sharp guy who went under 64 this morning right after I got in. There's been a little bit of money in there in LSU, but nothing that I would really label wise guy action either way on the side so far.
What would you do? How would you play the game?
What would I do? I mean, I made the game 7, so I don't know that I could really weigh in on a game where if I made it 7 and the game 6.5, I don't know. I mean, I don't really like the underplay we're seeing. I mean, I think these two offenses are so different this year, but I'm not going to argue with these guys that made those bets. They're pretty sharp guys. A lot smarter than me, Steve.
I have to work
for a living.
No. I like leaning on you guys because you guys know what you're talking about. I thought it was interesting yesterday. I heard folks behind the counter on one side, some players on the other with that Kansas-Duke game because it moves so much. What's your advice for people on college basketball? Is, like, on big games like that, are there value spots, or is it just too freaking early until you actually, you know, get a chance to watch guys play?
The one thing I will say is be careful, you know, laying the bad number. I mean, the sharp guys were taking Kansas at, like, +2, +3, and then we saw people laying -2 the next day. Now, they all should have lost, right? Kansas banked in a 3 at the buzzer to Kansas banked in a 3 at the buzzer to lose by 2. Everybody should have lost. But the people that got the number in early won or pushed their bets. But I would just be careful. Be careful tailing anybody in any sport if you don't get their number.
There you go.
Bad idea, sir.
College football, let's get some more, sharp square, especially the sharp play. Is anyone interested in Maryland +43.5 against Ohio State?
Actually, a guy that I respect laid the other side. He laid 42 with the Buckeyes, and we moved up to 43.5 here at the Superbook. So it's a lot of points to lay, but Ohio State's been just killing people. This could be a potential look-ahead spot, though, for the Buckeyes. They got a big matchup with Rutgers on deck.
Yes, I think that's dripping with sarcasm. Minnesota, are they being disrespected here, or is this number about right? They're just overrated. They're getting 6.5 at home against Penn State.
Yeah, I don't know that they're overrated. They just really haven't played anybody yet. I mean, we opened this game 7 on Sunday. We saw some money come in on the Gophers +7. Everybody's betting Penn State, I'll tell you that much. We've got a very one-sided ticket count on the Nittany Lions. We're going to need Minnesota on Saturday. Penn State's played to a really high power rating number all season.
NFL, how are we handling the Kansas City quarterback situation? And again, you got a super contest situation. You got to put out a number on Wednesday. So what's the story?
Yeah, you know, we'd made the numbers before. So Mahomes is in, but we had already made our numbers. We made it 3.5. It was a number shaded to expecting Mahomes to play, but not going too crazy with it because we weren't sure he was going to play. And now we have a number on the board of Kansas City -5.5. So I'm sure that Kansas City will be a very popular pick in the Super Contest this week. It's good to have Mahomes back, though. I think he's the best player in the league, and he's really the only guy in the NFL I actually enjoy watching.